Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother, 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 brother.
My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something that spring stampede we're all gonna see if DDP has got any family jewels at all.
Pretty heavy.
I say that you got none.
I'm a doubt.
Well, macho man. I guess we're going to find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because it's on. Bringing the lady, you might as well bring the tramp.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. Honestly, DDP Yoga has changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music. It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
297. What do you weigh now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro? 15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
For anyone to have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP yoga.
It's DDP Radio.
It is Wednesday, it's 1 o'clock, and Orpheus Talk is over the end of the intro. That can only mean one thing, and that it's time, once again, for DDP Radio. Along with me in our secret bunkers across the East Coast, protected from the rest of the craziness that's out there in the world, are our co-hosts, Robert and Stacy. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. Another week.
Another week.
Another week, and we're hanging in. How about you, Spark?
Yes, yes. Very, very much the same here. I can tell you one thing. And let me hit this right off the bat for the people who've tuned in, because we've been really talking up tonight's show, who was going to be DDP and a speaker, author, and athlete, just all around super great, inspirational guy, Kyle Maynard. This guy is phenomenal. And that show is postponed, as you guys probably know. You hear the three of us talking. So, because DDP's thousands of feet in the air right now in a metal tube flying across the sky. So, and a lot of stuff's been going on. So, we're going to bring Kyle back later on. But I did want to take this opportunity to sort of like give you guys a little bit of a preview with maybe Stacy and Robert here to talk about it, because this dude is amazing. If you tuned in tonight, stick with us. We'd love to hear from you. You guys can call and be the guests, but we want to give you a little flavor of what this amazing person is going to be like when he gets on the show. So how it happened, Stacy, is I watched his video one night looking for inspirational stuff on the internet, and I was just floored. I instantly flipped to an email, wrote him an email. I'm like, I've done this with a couple people thinking I'm going to get somebody to be on DDP Radio. If it's the last thing I do before I die for DDP Radio, I'll get one guest, just one. Because Mark Mirror was awesome, but that was kind of a gimme. I think he had, Ray and Robert are tight, and you know Robert brings them in to make us feel like we're somebody.
Make us feel important every once in a while. Yeah.
So Robert actually brings the hookup with both Mark and Ray. But I saw this video and I was floored, so I email him, and within hours I get an email back from Lisa, who is phenomenal, I have to tell you. She was very excited. Turns out Kyle is a super fan of DDP.
Oh, nice.
So, and we've been working with him, and I went back and forth trying to get him scheduled, and then, Stacy's been working with him to get some information off him rescheduled. But some of the stuff that you found out, Stacy, is amazing. This guy has done a shitload of stuff in such a short time of his life so far, hasn't he?
I was pretty amazed. I mean, even with his physical challenges, he has packed more into his life. He looks to me like he's in his mid to late 20s than most people do in their entire lifetime.
Yeah. He was born in 86, so.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm terrible at math, but he's a young guy. but I don't know if I'm ever going to do anything like Kilimanjaro. He's already done it. And I mean, you got to see the video of him, scaling the summit. It'll just blow your mind.
So, yeah, let's just for people so you know, he's climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, the highest mountain. The guy was born without arms and legs, so basically down to about his elbows and down to about his knees. You know, he's a natural amputee. So when you talk about doing something like that, it just blows my mind what he's done. But beyond that, he's done weightlifting, mixed martial arts in a cage, wrestling. He's opened his own, what do they call that, CrossFit?
Oh, wow. And he's been on Larry King, and he's been on Oprah. I mean, I couldn't even really get a phone interview with him. That's how busy he is. So I had to do my interview with him via email. But this guy is just constantly on the road, constantly speaking. And I think it's so cool that he's going to do our show.
I think it's cool, too, because I wrote him, and I had, once you started telling me about all this stuff, because Stacey's been doing a lot of research with Lisa and trying to get a hold of Kyle, she said, once you started telling me all this stuff, I was like, holy shit. I was like, I wrote him an email. I'm a nobody. I'm Sparky. And he's coming on our DDP radio show with Robert, Stacy, and DDP. I have a feeling DDP's name had something to do with it, but, when he found that out. But I think it's going to be a slamming show. So I just want to thank everybody who's tuning in, who's going to stick with us, because Kyle's awesome. And if you want to see more about him before he gets here, you can check out Kyle and then -Maynard.com. That's the site. If you just put Kyle Maynard into Google or your search engine of choice, which should be Google because it's the best search engine on the face of the planet, you're going to find him, and you'll be cleaning your jaw up off the floor, by the time you're done watching the video like I was. So.
Yeah, it's right up there with Arthur's video, and anyone who's having a hard time for any reason, you're going to get so much inspiration from seeing how he doesn't let anything stop him.
Yeah, I was going to say a whole lot of perspective as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a ton of perspective. And the guy's got Facebook, everything. It's funny, this guy has done everything. He said his life is loaded, and I fanned him on everything. So I Twitter, Facebook, whatnot. Mm-hmm. The guy was petting and playing with a Siberian tiger yesterday.
Oh my God.
This guy has so much stuff. I'm going to find it hard to believe that we're going to be able to get everything in an hour, but it's going to be really damn cool. I mean, he's really, if you liked Mark Miro, you're going to love him. And like Stacy said, just like Arthur, he's with physical ability, he's going to be a super inspiration. So that's really cool. So we'll get that information out to you as soon as it comes out when he's going to be on. But to get back to your question, Stace, I'm doing pretty good. I'm looking forward to tonight, which is, you know, the DDP radio show. And, you know, I feel like so blessed to be able to be having the show with both you and Robert, who are tremendously great people who do a lot for the show, and all the people who listen to us, because, you know, it's just a great opportunity to talk to people who are really amazing and who have done wonderful things and with themselves and helping others and keeping Team DDP Yoga alive. So that's cool. But I'm also looking forward to tomorrow because my duck pin bowling league started back. So, and my average is up 14 points.
Oh my God.
You know, as many times as we've talked about duck pin bowling and how excited you are about it, I still don't have a clue. I don't have a clue as to what the hell it is.
This is the most amazing bowling sport on the face of the planet. This is old school bowling. None of this shit is left anywhere. It's very hard to find. I think there's a couple in Florida, and a lot of it's up in the East Coast of Maryland. But it's basic bowling. But it's almost like the best thing to say is you're bowling with a bocce ball. That's about how big a bowling ball is. And the pins are mini pins. Okay, they're about, I don't know, half the size of a regular bowling ball pin in height and width. And there's several different ways they're set up, but that's the basic gist of it. And the alley is the same. You bowl on a regular 10-pin alley. But it's so damn cool because the game, you have to be so much more precise with it. Because with a 10-pin, you can throw that big effing ball down there, and you can just wipe pins out. And that's what I used to do. I just used to slam the ball down the lane. And with this one, you have to take your time, and you have to be patient. It teaches you a lot of patience. And just roll the ball down. And it's very fulfilling because you have to keep working on it. Just like DDP Yoga, just like yourself, it's something that teaches you patience. You have to keep going back to it to make it better. So it's a really cool game. If you like bowling, you'll dig it. If you don't like bowling and you don't know a thing about bowling, I think you'll still dig it if you never try it. But
I think it's really seriously cool to do anything that has almost like a target. This is not really a target, but it's like a focal point. And, you know, when I do darts or archery or anything like that, it just like takes my mind off whatever is really bothering me.
Archery?
Well, I do. I haven't done it for a while, but I love darts. When I can't get to an archery range, I find the nearest dartboard.
Well,
and it's...
Anything that you can do that you can call it a sport and still drink beer, I mean, I'm there.
No, but isn't it really therapeutic to just focus, like have a literal focus on something? I do meditate when I can, but it's not easy for me. And this to me is like effortless meditation.
Yeah, I think that's a cool way to look at it.
Yeah, because you have to be in the zone, and you know people do all kinds of warm-ups and stuff. Like, I've got this thing I do. I don't know, call it superstition, call it what you will, but I've got this whole lineup to get up to get my mind in the right frame of mind to get into it. I'm like tossing the ball around my back. I'm juggling in my hands. I'm bouncing my knees. I look like a total shithead on the lane when I'm doing this. And, like, people, you know, at least I'm amusing everybody who's behind me watching, but it's just like the breathing of DDP yoga, you know. It centers you. It gives you a way to focus on what's coming ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I want you to keep us updated, Sparky, okay, on your score.
I definitely will.
Take some video if you can.
Yeah, if you can be obnoxious on video and post that, that'd be awesome.
Yes, that'd be fair. Well, you know, you can take the obnoxious out because I am sure if you polled, you know, 90% of the people, obnoxious just goes with everything that I do. So my apologies to everybody out there, but I want I think it's badass that you use markers because as soon as you said that, I'm a big fan of The Walking Dead. Robert, you watch The Walking Dead?
I've just started. I haven't really gotten much into it. or far into it, I should say.
You need to start. They got both the first and second season on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing show, but they got this character, Daryl, in there. And Daryl is this, like, I don't want to call him backwoods, redneck, you know, whatever you want to call him in non-derogatory terms, because he kicks ass. But he walks around with a crossbow, and he can shoot anything that lives or that's dead and kill it or re-kill it. I just got this picture of Stacy, like, out in the middle of nowhere with a crossbow, just plugging zombies along.
That could be fun.
That could be. So, do you shoot a longbow or a compound?
A what?
The next time you shoot a bow, take a picture, because that's bad.
Okay. Well, I did it at summer camp, and I really haven't done it in a long time, but I loved it. It was such a challenge, and I guess I felt like a warrior, you know, in the woods, shooting an arrow. It was just, it was very cool.
Yeah. That is very cool.
Did it look like just a regular bow? I mean...
Yeah, it was just a regular wood bow, you know.
Okay.
Nothing real fancy. I wasn't like Ted Nugent, you know.
Yeah, yeah. He's got, you know, bows with like homing rounds and things on it.
Yeah.
You know, crazy stuff.
Yeah, he's got like
really?
A missile arrow and all kinds of shit like that. So, and absolutely, Katie, you were calling me obnoxious, but it's okay because you are our hands down favorite. And we could take a vote, but I'm sure it would be, you know, 100% favorite BDP radio listener and devotee. So,
well, yeah, I mean, we've already named her our favorite groupie, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we have.
Yeah,
actually, so. Group is better than devotee, isn't it? It actually makes us sound a little bit better.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think it's really more apt anyway. So, you know.
And I feel competition coming up for you, Stacy, because our favorite Hack Attack, Tyler Hackenberg, in the chat says he can shoot the nuts off of a fly at 40 yards with his bow. So,
oh my god,
I smell a challenge.
I got my work cut out for me. Hey, yeah. But I've got a few questions already from the chat room.
What's
if you
it?
Guys want to try to tackle them, I mean we can
yeah.
all try.
Yeah.
But Katie Stifler wants to know what we do on low energy days. Sounds like she might have just had one.
I've grabbed the jumper cables to start with.
We don't need to know what you do in your private life in the bedroom, but, you know.
I keep
forgetting
that this,
resort.
Yeah, you know, it really depends on the week. You know, you just get through it. If it's like a day, I'll allow myself a day every now and again. If it turns into me more than a day, then, you know, I it's time for me to kick up the caffeine and just, you know, do it. Whatever it is.
Yeah. That's a good point, though. Sometimes you do have to give into it if it's just a day, which is actually what I did today. I've been kind of having some off and on pain in my upper body. And it's really kind of gotten me down. I'm not as strong as I used to be. I don't know if it's aging, but I decided to give myself a break from the workouts today and just really take it easy. And tomorrow I'll get back into it. One thing, though, you know, because I've just been kind of having a down day, I'm really adamantly not allowing myself to do any kind of medicating or pleasing myself in terms of the taste buds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I'm riding out the dull, yucky feelings without any, you know, any backup. So I think that's the best way for me to get through it. Because when I'm feeling down, that's when I really want, you know, like the sweet stuff and the non-nutritional mm-hmm. stuff more than ever. And I'm just kind of... you know, I'm backing away from the kitchen, and I had the show tonight to keep me on track. But I think going with it and feeling the feelings and not medicating is how I handle it. How about you, Spark?
Good old fashioned. Sometimes you got to do nothing. But you know, I heed and pay respect to both yours and Robert's warnings about. you got to watch it as it's turned into multiple days. I don't think it's like a huge secret or anything that I'm blabbing about, but I've been having a problem for the past month or so too, because, you know, I've kind of got to a point where it's like so much stuff is going on. I had something on a Monday night, you know, Jenny has something on a Tuesday night, Damien has soccer, I have this, I have that, and sometimes it's just hard to make the 20 minutes. I should always have the 20 minutes for energy. There's really no excuse. Sometimes I just don't, and I make bad excuses. And the scary thing about that proposition of doing nothing is that doing nothing for a day, I know for me, can quickly turn to doing nothing for a month. So sometimes I have to pop back into Team DDP Yoga. Well, I'm not going hardcore every day. You know, it might be 5 days before I hit a workout. I have to look at somebody's challenge. Like Crystal throws out her challenges, and sometimes I try to piggyback that. I might not complete a full challenge that she throws out, but at least it's enough to get me back. I think, you know, if sometimes you have to do nothing, but when you do nothing, know what your fallback position is. And that, for me, and I think for a lot of people, is seeing other people doing it. If you remove yourself from seeing other people's achievements and just look and internalize it, just look at yourself and take a step back, that can get bad. It can go to so many different places. But for me, take a day off, look at what everybody else is doing, and then just at least try to hop back into it so I'm not, you know, if I'm sputtering, I know I'll eventually start again, but I don't want to completely stop. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure anybody wants to start with a crystal challenge, especially if they've had a couple bad days anyway, because some of her challenges are pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, Crystal, and for people who don't know, Crystal Stewart is amazing. She can do anything. And I would gander to say anything you can do, she can do better. You know, she has some of her own challenges, but she's constantly raising the bar on herself. So, you know, maybe if you need some inspiration about, you know, taking a day off or seeing if you're slacking, you want to see somebody from our own community who does it every day and has challenges, check out her blog. I know Katie, who she is, but, you know, hopefully you get back in there and kick it. And the other thing, Katie, is your 90 days is coming up, and this is a kids show tonight, and you didn't call in, and you're going to call in for 90 days on a kids show. I'm calling you out, and, you know, the kids table has an empty place setting, and it's for you on your 90 days, because everybody's waiting to hear you. Absolutely.
We are, okay. Katie. We want to hear you.
So you have some more questions? Stacey, out in the chat, virtual world?
A couple members out there were saying they haven't lost weight, and I don't know if it's this week or just in what the time increment is, but I know that can be a big source of frustration when, you know, when they're doing the workouts and, you know, eating better and nothing seems to be happening. And we've talked about this before, but, you know, I just think someone of the callers had a similar issue where nothing was going on for a while. And yeah. Then he called back a week later and things kind of got in motion again. Yeah. And so sometimes the body just does come to a standstill. And it has its own timetable, you know, and I think we all agree, you know, there's nothing good is going to come from throwing in the towel. I mean, stick with it, fine-tune it, and things ultimately will get moving again.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, would people have to get past their minds that this industry with videos, big boxes, pulling them off the shelves, whether you're getting it off the internet or you're seeing an infomercial, this industry is selling you a 30-day solution. You know, don't make the mistake that DDP is a 30-day solution. You're going to get fantastic results in 30 days, but DDP isn't selling you that kind of shit. He's selling you something that's a lifestyle change. And, you know, Robert, I'm sure you'll agree with me because you've been here and you've seen it for years, that you can't get frustrated by a 30-day turnaround or a 30-day lull, the plateau, whatever the hell you want to call it, because at some point it's going to stop. At some point, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, because there's so many things to figure into that, because you have – you know, not only are you losing fat, but you're gaining muscle, and muscle obviously weighs more than fat. You've got, you know, your body going through whatever changes. You know, there's a lot of different things that play into that. So, you know, you shouldn't, not only should you not be frustrated about lols, but maybe not just look at the scale, but, you know, make sure you're taking your measurements as well.
Yeah, I'm approaching 3 years, and I haven't weighed myself regularly for at least 6 months. Took a long time to get there. You know, maybe when I'm pushing for something, I might. But, man, and if you're at a plateau, if you're 30, 60, 90 days, and you haven't found something to work for you to get you past it, you can probably squeeze some blood out of that stone. Talk to somebody. For me, I kick juicing, and I'll tell anybody how to juice the way I juice. There's tons of ways to do it. You can juice all kinds of shit. I like to do a certain routine, and it gets me going. Stacey, you probably have something that's jump-started you every once in a while.
I don't have, like, any one, you know, special thing. What I do when I feel like I need a boost in terms of metabolism is I just do more cardio, you know. In addition to the DDP yoga workouts, I'm a big long-distance walker, and I'll get myself to a location where there are lots of hills and hopefully lots of staircases, and I put that into effect because it's like almost like the target practice again. It's like focusing on something else, and my mind is elsewhere, and the blood gets pumping. And pretty soon I know it, I'm burning up fat, you know, in the process. So that helps me. But also, you know, I'm down 185 pounds, and it took a few years to get there. I gave myself absolutely no timetable. I never said X number of pounds every month, or I'm going to get to this weight by Thanksgiving. I didn't do that because I've done that in the past, and every time it has backfired. I can't really tell my body what to do. It doesn't work that way, you know. I just wanted to really get comfortable with these lifestyle changes and just make them part of my life. That was the goal. No timetable. So I think a lot of people can set themselves up and feel like, quote, failures because, oh, I didn't get X number of pounds this month, you know.
Yeah.
It never worked that way for me. And it also saved my sanity to not put those absolutes on my body.
Yeah. What you said, one of the things you just said I thought was pretty cool from a perspective. You said you wanted to make it a part of your life. And I think hitting what we did before about, like, what DDP does that's different than everybody else. Some people, I got to get this routine in. I got to make it part of my routine. I got to do this. And, well, yeah, you got to make it a habit at first. You said something that everybody should aspire to. You made it a part of your life, and you're years in, and this is what you do. It's just like force of habit. You know, it's ingrained. But I know we hit some chat room questions while we were anticipating the phone calls, which they're coming in. We got three callers on hold. If you want to call, 347-994-1216. So you guys want to bring one of the callers in? Start hitting them.
Yeah, absolutely. The first one up is Boomer.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Boom, lock, lock,
hey,
boom.
Boomer.
Hey, I'm really sorry. I haven't been calling in lately, and I do want to give an update, health-wise. And I was going to blog. I was going to blog before I called the show. Let me first start out by saying I put a comment out on Sparky's page today when I saw about the show, and you guys said Kyle Maynard was going to not be there when you sent me out the email. And me, being Boomer, I'm thinking Kyle Maynard is some wrestler because, you know, Robert and Sparky like wrestlers. And it just didn't hit me who he was until you said who he was. And then I knew because I share his stuff on Facebook all the time. So I'm sorry about that comment that I threw on Sparky's page. But anyway, let me update you on some issues with me. Not that you really care about me, but... I have been losing straight for 5 months.
Good.
And that's good, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But I have problems. In August, you know, I felt good enough with my knee that I started doing that 30-day challenge. You know, he came out with that in July, and I didn't do it because my knee wasn't up to it, you know, because I had the surgery and then the knee had to be drained and all. And so in August, I said, well, I'm going to try this 30-day stand-up. I'll try doing stand-up every day. And then, you know, I was doing other things. I was doing the Red Hot Core. But anyway, I tried to do a stand-up every day, and then somebody put on there, they did something, and they did a diamond cutter. And I said, I haven't done one of them in a long time, you know, since June. Let me try a diamond cutter. And stupid old me, the boomer that doesn't listen to DDP, who says, don't let your ego get in the way, I tried to do a diamond cutter, and I tried to do that can opener or whatever it is where you twist your legs in a, you know. And I did it on my left knee where I had the surgery. And I felt this twinge. And it got worse. It got worse, and it got worse. Well, now, now I know what it is. I tore my meniscus again. But that's the least of my problems. That stopped me a little bit. Because I started this right after my surgery, so pain's not a problem. I can work through pain. But what else happened was, in the middle of August. And we're going to blame this on Doug, actually. This is going to be blamed on the Monstigator. So hopefully he's not listening, or you guys can tell him it's his fault.
Well, everybody knows that we're always up for blaming Doug.
Well, it's all his fault because of the push-up challenge. So this is where it's his fault. And you can go back and look at my last video for the push-up challenge, and you'll see that I'm completely out of breath, okay? So here in August, what also started to happen was, you know, I had heart failure 2 years ago, and I almost died, actually. And I have a really bad heart, and I'm on medication for it and all. And I started to get my heart rate started going wacky a little bit. But, you know, I would notice after exercises and after workouts, and then it would normally go back down. But then my breathing started to get worse when I was walking my dog, and I would go on shorter walks and all. So, around the end, and I got to start getting depressed because I started doing less workouts, I started eating, you know, because I was depressed and all. And then finally I had to go in the emergency room, and I found out my heart rate was like 145, like a steady 145.
And this was all in the scope of a day, so people know if they're, you know.
No, it wasn't in the scope of a day. It was over a month period that it was
so, okay.
Yeah. But at the end of September is when my wife finally said, you know, let's get you over to the emergency room. So I went over at the end of September after I did my 120-day. And then I had to go back October 13th again for the same thing. And now they got me on what they call the Holter monitor or whatever it calls in for my thing.
Yeah.
But through all of that, I still lose weight. Today is my 150th day. And, if you're my Facebook friend, you know that I lost 2.8 pounds, which I'll call 3 pounds. Even though I'm still doing the workout, I just don't do any dynamic resistance, and I don't do any push-ups. And I keep the heart rate monitor. Well, I got the Holter monitor on, and I just do it lightly. But what I do is I modify my eating because my activity is a lot less now. I'm not going like when I first started this. My energy level was so high from doing the workouts, and I was doing like 2-3-4 mile walks with my dog, and I was riding the stationary bike like miles and miles, like 35 minutes. So I don't know if I really want to blame it on the dog. It's probably me just pushing myself too hard, you know. So,
well, it's always a good rule of thumb to blame dog.
Yeah, I like blaming dog. And then there's another thing that they found when they put me, you know, when they found me in the emergency room last time. One of the drugs that I was on for the last 2 years, you know, when I had heart failure, it's called amiodarone, and it's a real nasty drug, and somehow it affected my thyroid. So just for the last, like, 2 weeks, I've been on steroids, too. And so they were telling me, these steroids are going to make you gain weight. And then I'm like, Jesus Christ. You know, I'm not going to curse like DDP does because it's his show. It's not my show, so I'm not going to say what I said. But, you know, that's what I said in my mind. And I'm like, damn, what? And I'm like, what more could happen? But then I just said, you know, you just got to do what you got to do. You know, if that means if you're going to gain weight from these steroids, then eat less. Because they said, you know, your sugar level might go up and all that. So I said, I'll just start eating less. And today I took my weigh in. I thought I was going to be a little more fat, but I ended up being 194, and I lost 3 pounds. And you know, earlier in the week, I posted a side-by-side picture of me in two suits, where I went from a 52 regular tux to a 42 regular suit at my reunion. And today I'm going to send in something, and I have another picture of me side by side, and I'm going to send that in. So we'll see what happens.
Very cool. There's a couple things to pick from that. I think boom, that are just really good about the lifestyle. And like, one, if people haven't seen the pic that you posted on Facebook today, you have your Never Give Up shirt on. And if there's any story, you know, that is here and now that resembles Never Give Up, it's what you just told. So, you know, congrats for sticking through that, because that's some tough stuff to go through. You know, I'm glad you're feeling better and things are going better for you. But, you know, one, people ask, what's the heart monitor? Heart monitor? I don't need a heart monitor. You do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's pretty cool because you're actually using that, like, you have to medically, you know, and people don't realize that also, you know, when you start doing this stuff, if you're doing it right, you can really crush your heart rate, and you don't want to do that. You want to keep your heart rate healthy. But also, you took a look at your diet, and you said, you know, I can still do the workouts. I can get the flexibility benefits, and I can still get the benefits of the nutrition program. So, and you still dropped a couple pounds. So, congrats.
Yeah, and I'll be going in. And then the other thing is I will be going in after Thanksgiving. Because after Thanksgiving, they're going to be doing a procedure to try to permanently fix what's going on. So I'll be going in for like a heart surgery at the end of November, right after Thanksgiving. If they need time for this one drug to get out of my system, it has a long half life, is what they call it. And then they also need me to be on my blood thinners for a long period of time, so I don't throw a clot when they do the procedure on me. So, you know, I'm really sticking around, but
yeah,
I wasn't going to. You know, he. We had asked this question. You know, Chad ain't around here. Where's Chad today? Chad, the last time I was on the show, the last time I was in the chat room, was when he announced the Warrior of the Fall competition. And, you know, our buddy Chad, he asked if us Warriors of the Weeks got a chance to apply for that. So when I got this Never Give Up shirt, Steve Yu had called me, and I had a long, long chat with him because he wanted to know my size. Because he's like, I don't think you're really in an extra large anymore, are you, Boomer? And I said, nah. I said, you know, give me a large, and I had a long talk with him, and I told him why I didn't want to submit a Warrior of the Month, you know, even though I told Stacey that. I said I don't really want to do that because I can't, you know, like I couldn't work out with Dallas anyway. Like when I worked out with him in Lancaster, he put me in modify the whole time. He's like Boomer, modify. So I couldn't work out with him for a weekend. You
know? That's a workout. That's fine.
But still, I mean, other people, like when you look at Adrian, she's doing all this extreme stuff, or like you said, Crystal. A lot of people are doing extreme stuff, and they could benefit from that a lot more, you know. So, but I would love to get down there and see him. And I think I am going to put it in because you know what? A warrior is a warrior. Somebody who pushes through no matter what. You just keep pushing through, right?
Absolutely.
I was going to say, Boom, like you were describing that, and this isn't a disrespect to anybody else, and I would tell anybody else this if they were talking about themselves. You know, I said, who gives a shit about somebody else? This is you. I mean, so you, and I, you know, at the beginning you said to never give up, and if there's somebody that's not giving up, it's you. I mean, you are a warrior in the situation with what you're dealing with. You know, Ninja's a warrior in her situation and what she's dealing with. Katie's a warrior in her situation, you know. And all these people are doing it, but if we were all the same, we'd all be Adonises, and we'd be busting people over our knees and looking like, you know, Jericho doing, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
That's why we keep Robert off camera. Because
well, I don't ever want to be the same as Hack, because I found out he has a 28 waist, so I don't want to be the same as Hack.
Oh.
Wherever he's at. Did he go?
Yeah, he's still around. So, well, keep us up to date when you're going when you go on for your procedures and whatnot. And
I will keep you up to date. I'll be on here. Yeah. I'll get back on and I'll start welcome. I'd start welcoming some people this week. And that's another thing I slacked off on. I was really sending out my good welcome letter, and I just got depressed with the whole life situation. But I'll be back. I'll be back listening, and I'll be back on the chat, and I'll be there. you know, I'll definitely be here for the Kyle Maynard show, so I'll be sticking around every
do it, man. I'll be excited.
Like,
to be there.
I told Robert when he picked up the phone, I said it was a community show, and I said these are the best shows, you know, just what you three guys, you kind of guys carry the load here. So I actually like these shows.
So. Sweet.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks for calling.
And thanks for sticking with it when it gets tough, Bob.
Ah, no problem, Stacy. You motivate me, so, you know. It's all of you that motivate me, so it's not. I couldn't do it without you all. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Take care, bro.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, that was the incomparable Boomer. If you haven't met him yet, like you said, he's had a lot of stuff going on. You'll get welcomed by him. And there's a reason why he is no longer Bob. And he got Boomer, and now he's just Boom. So he's going to the bang of DDP Yoga. So thanks, Bob, for the call. But we got other people hanging out, waiting to talk to us because we're so wonderful. Actually, they probably want to tell you what they've been up to or have some questions for you guys. So do we still have our other callers?
Yeah. The next one is, let me see, from the 484 area code.
Hey, 484, if you tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Hack.
Oh, what?
Oh,
God, I thought we avoided you this week, man.
Not too much. Just doing. I've been streaming my workouts, and it's been going really well. Having people watch me is sort of encouraging. So, and as Boomer said,
I wanted to give you a warning, Hack. I'm throwing your hazard lights on right now. If you hit this any harder and you get any thinner, you're going to slip through your own hips. So,
and then,
take
that's
easy,
why
bro.
I've been trying to eat more.
What's that?
Yep. I said I'm going to be eventually trying to bulk up a little bit more, get a bit bigger. And so.
Well, I know you're killing it. I'm just giving you some shit. So what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I know you were. PA's taking over this radio show, if you didn't realize that.
What's that?
Sparky, Boomer, and now me.
I missed the first
Hello?
Part of that, boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, start over from the top.
Who's taking over?
PA, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
okay.
There we are. PA is in the house. I don't know where that came from.
I think that is the most represented state on here, no question.
Which is weird because it's all just horse and buggies. I don't get that.
It is just horse
and buggies. Yeah, I just traveled 10 miles in my horse and buggy to get to a phone to call in tonight.
I appreciate that, man.
You're actually on a crank power phone. He's cranking it while he's talking. So, so what you been up to? You have an update and a shout-out? What's going on?
Yeah, I did like I think this week was my 270th day in doing DDP yoga, and yeah, as Boomer said, I'm in a size 28 pants and down to 146 pounds.
Wow,
that's
pretty amazing.
How tall are you, Jack?
I'm 5'8".
Okay. That's good. You feeling pretty good then?
Oh, yeah, I feel great. And I especially love doing the workout before going to my job because I can just, like, crank out the boxes at UPS. And
yeah.
So.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And if nobody knows, man, if he's doing that workout and then going to UPS, I'm a former UPS alumni too. And
yeah, same here.
That job and those guys will beat the ever-living shit out of you hour on hour, end on end. That job is tough shit. So it's basically
I used to love working there because it was a free workout.
Yeah. I tell you, the first 3 days I was there, they only had us work in our day. I was an unloader.
Mm-hmm.
I get the shit beat out of me, like, left and right. You were put in, like, this little, you know, the little cage, and you're just whipping stuff off the back of the box. But it's like, Heck is doing a workout, and then he's going to do another. What are you on? Are you on a three-hour shift?
Three to four.
Three to four hours, yeah. Yeah, and it's a grueling 3 to 4 hours. So.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Tyler, there's a question from the chat room about your Halloween costume. Is that anything you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah.
Or
is
it an off-limits?
It's
kind of scared.
I am going to be the man, the myth, the legend, DDP, a fun-sized DDP.
A fun-sized
DDP. I am about 7 inches shorter. And so.
Okay, I've got to see that. You've got to take pictures for us, okay?
Oh, there will definitely be pictures taken.
No, I got to ask, bro, are you doing the rib tape?
Huh?
Are you doing the rib tape?
Oh, no, I'm actually just doing the current DDP, the DDP yoga, so.
Oh, okay.
Carrying around my Manduka mat, and yeah, so.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Oh, so that's what you were asking about the sack. Did you get that sack?
Yep, it just came today.
And I'll take this opportunity, as probably you will. If you have a Manduka mat, if you're going to go anywhere, you're going to travel with it. Their mat sacks are the bomb. They got a little pocket you put some other shit in, but they're pretty cool just to slap your sack in, throw it over your shoulder, and get going.
Cool.
I tell you what, Sparky, my juvenile mind is having a field day with this conversation.
I'm sure it is. Let anything and everything rip as far as I'm concerned.
God.
So.
Anyway.
it's going off in the chat room too. This chat room is full of nothing but gutter minds. I'm glad we have a higher degree of quorum on the radio show. I hope you kill the costume, and man, you've really been killing it. You wanna go out to a bang here? Let's hear your best bang as you're leaving, or your best DDP line.
Have you done your yoga today? I bet you're feeling pretty damn good about yourself. I know I'm feeling pretty damn good about myself. Bang!
Wow, that was tremendous.
That was fantastic.
It's like he was in the room.
Yes, it gave me goosebumps. Okay,
but a bad thing. That's a good thing. You know what? I hated. I know he wasn't a fan, but I hated that part. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not like that angle at all. Not at all.
WWE. Anyway, don't get me started. WCW was the shit. I don't care what anybody says about the WWE. So. Anyway, next caller.
Wow. Okay. Just so you know, we've got we've got two more callers still. So let's go with. Area code 239.
239, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys, this is Dennis.
Hey,
Dennis,
how you doing, man?
Hey, Dennis.
How's it going?
Shout out in the chat room. How you been, man?
Not too bad. I just wanted to call in with a quick check-in. For anybody that's been following my blog, I haven't posted in a while. I had a few struggles, but the other day I had a success that I wanted to call in and share.
Okay.
Go for it, bro.
Well,
what you got?
Back several years ago when I was making another attempt at, getting in shape and stuff, I was working out at the gym. It's something that I'd done all my life and got sidetracked from. So I got back into the gym and was basically doing like circuit training where I was lifting weights but was doing lots of reps and, only taking a couple minutes between each exercise, before I moved to the next one. And got in some pretty decent shape. But even back then, I had problems with my knee and was kind of held back on that and couldn't do a lot with my knee. And that's eventually what sidetracked me. I injured my knee again and got out of habit of going to the gym. But even at the high point of being in good shape there, with the problems with my knee, like doing squats, I couldn't really do those. Even with no weights, I would have to have my back against the wall and I could only slide down so far. And it's something that I just continue to have problems with. But since I've been doing the yoga now for a couple months, I've, had some trouble with some of the moves. It was like last month that I did the broken table for the first time, which was a big thing for me. And then the other night I was working out and I was doing the catcher position, and I was able to basically get all the way down and come back up without having any problems on my knee at all.
Nice.
That's cool. So you,
yeah,
you got all the squats down.
Yep. So since I've been starting and doing the yoga, my knee has not been an issue of holding me back in anything. So.
Do you feel it getting stronger now that you're building up, because like DDP yoga hits all those, you know, stabilizing muscles, so it's really
right. Yeah, exactly. That was it, because I could never get down too far because I wouldn't be able to get back up, or I would hurt it because I would not be able to stop myself from going down too far. And this time, you know, I just went down without thinking about it because it wasn't giving me any problems, and I was able to get all the way down and stretch it out and come back up with no problems.
So you got like the physical confidence, and then you got the mental confidence too. That's awesome. So people listening really know, where did you start at, Dennis, with your weight?
560.
So you were one of our heavy hitters, and where are you at? Do you have an update that you want to give now, or?
Well, I don't actually do my next weighing and measurements until I think it's the 6th.
Cool. Okay.
And I was kind of wanting to wait to do my pitchers, do new pitchers, and me being able to do the squat, but, you know, I just wanted to share it. I couldn't hold it back on it, so I decided to go ahead and call in and share it.
That's awesome. You know, actually, when you just said that, I heard the grin that was on your face while you were just talking. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was kind of a big breakthrough because my knee has, you know, been a big problem for me, and that's what sidetracked me the last time. You know, I, you know, hurt it. I had to go and get physical therapy done on it. I had to have treatments done on it twice a week, and I had to be on crutches. I couldn't walk. You know, I had to stay off my feet, and I just got set back from it and got out of the habit of going to the gym and let it sidetrack me, and that really contributed to, you know, where I ended up. And getting into this, that was always a big concern of pushing myself too hard and of how much that could take, you know, especially at my weight, just walking around. You know, it can be a strain on it. So it was a big mental thing for me to be able to, you know, do that and not have any problems.
Well, you are from the first time you called in, and even before that, from the first time you started, before you started, you know, you started doing some stuff with Slim, and then you called in. I mean, I can tell from the way you're talking now, there you have this underlying confidence now that you did. You wanted to have it then, but it is there now. So, you know, congrats on that, bro. I'll be looking.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Well, I mean, it was a big life changer for me. I'd kind of, you know, had my blinders on about what I was doing to myself. I'd kind of given up. I basically had no hope. And, you know, it finally got to the point where, you know, my wife came to me and, you know, was like, you know, really scared and what I was doing to myself, and kind of gave me a wake up call, and it put me in the mentality of, well, I got to do something. And, you know, finding DDP yoga and Slim and everything that's happened since, you know, it gave me that spark of hope. And, you know, basically now sky's the limit.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome, mate. Well, keep going. When you hit your goal, and, you know, give us a buzz back here. That's the beginning of next month. So whatever show that is that comes after the 6th.
We'll do.
You know, we'll be here waiting.
And I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, brother.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Dennis.
Okay.
Yep. Bye.
Catch you next 2 weeks, man.
You know, it seems like there's a theme tonight of being sidetracked, and it's just, I think it's a really common thing in life. You know, it's going to happen to us all at some point, and it doesn't have to send you back to square one.
No. I mean, it's common to take a step back and maybe have to rebuild, but it certainly doesn't have to take you back to the beginning.
Yeah, the only time you dust off and nuke it from space is when there's xenomorphs involved. So,
yeah.
Dude.
I think I just went too deep for probably a lot of people. But anyway, if you catch it, you did.
I caught it.
So we have another caller, I think, still waiting. It's 5 till. You guys good to go a little longer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I am. I mean, we've got actually picked up another caller during our last call, just like we did the previous call.
I'm going to wait until, I'll hang in until Katie calls.
Well, you could be on that phone for weeks.
We are on the never-ending show right now. This is the never-ending story. This is the never-ending show.
Oh, that could be horrifying.
Forever. What's that?
Because that would be horrifying. I would. Oh.
I just want the big white dog thing so I can fly. As long as I can fly on that dog dragon thing, I'll be on the phone. That's cool. I'll do that. But so we have a caller.
Totally depends on what you're smoking. But we got a caller from 610 area code.
Who are you? Where are you from?
This is Jim Underwood. How are you?
Jim,
doing
what's
good,
up?
Man.
Another PA person.
It's an assault.
Person. We're starting to rule this organization, aren't we, guys and girls?
Well, at least we're the most vocal ones. So that either says we're very active or we're a bunch of assholes.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Either way. Take it the way
you
want.
I think, actually, you're one of the good ones because you're giving your entire closet and everything in it away. So,
hey, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. The closed closet is up and running. It has been since my last call about 3 weeks ago. And I've sent two boxes of stuff out to members, and I was glad to get rid of them. And there's a lot of women participating, so it's looking like it's taken off. So that's a good thing for everybody here and everybody who is in need of interim clothes. Again, going with the theme of the evening, I agree with Stacy. It seems like a lot of people are getting sidetracked. I've been doing a lot of traveling over the last, since the summer, but in the last 2 months, I'm not home anymore. And one of the things I found is carrying my food with me. I started with one cooler or one small cooler, then a full-size cooler, and now when I go places for an extended period of time, it's two coolers because I never know where I can get good food to eat where I'm going. So just a hint with people who are doing a lot of traveling, it has no problem to take your food with you. The other thing is I'm half Italian. I come from a huge family. And one of the things that we're known to do very well is eat. And eat bad.
Yes.
Eat lots of bread. Lots of homemade bread.
And pasta.
Stay away from the pasta, too. But recently, when I've gone over relatives' houses, it's very nice with everybody saying, wow, who are you? And where'd you come from? And what are you doing? Like last weekend over a cousin's house. She had cooked me her wonderful sauce, but did a spaghetti squash, which, if anybody hasn't tried that, it's delicious. So,
if you do that right, it can be awesome.
It's the first time I've ever had it. It was phenomenal. And my brother, who was in town, he instead of going over pasta, goes, wow, that looks good, and as good as you look, I'm having that. So it's nice to see family and friends taking notice of what we go through and getting with the program. It's very refreshing to say, whoa, thanks, guys. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So, you know, anybody who's getting a little off track, just stay with it. Try to maintain your diet. If you can't do the workouts, not diet, but your nutritional plan, and it'll come, which is a segue to my last thing. I'll get off the phone. I've been on the road so much. 2 weeks ago was my 150th day. And to show you how much I am not, where did time go, Spark? And Bob,
yeah, I know. Flies,
like,
man.
Well, I really forget to step on the scale these days because I'm just feeling so good. I'm looking good. So this morning my wife says, well, what do you weigh these days? And she's like, you know, you're getting kind of skinny here. I stepped on the scale. I had started with my long-term goals when we first did this, and I wrote it down. I wanted to be 225 for my 62nd birthday on November 27th. And this morning I stepped on the scale. It was 208.
Wow.
Shattered
that.
I'm just like, whoa. Because I hadn't been on a scale since early September. So, it happens. It's slow. It happens. Of course, it's not coming off as much as it did, but I don't care anymore because I feel freaking great.
That's awesome.
Stick with it, everybody. Stick with it.
Yeah, that's an awesome point, Jim, because what Jim was saying right there is his barometer, and what you were saying, Stacy, is get rid of the scale, and now his barometer is, do I feel good? Do I look good? Who needs a scale when you feel good?
It's
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and not only that,
I'm no longer a slave to the scale.
Yeah, if you're giving away clothes, you're doing something right.
Yep.
No choice. Like I said before, my tailor said, I'm not a miracle worker. There's nothing I can do with these clothes to make them look good. You have one pocket in the back of your ass. It's 12 inches off my waist.
Come on.
Yeah, and I'm not. I'm eating like a king. My wife and I eat so well that it just blows me away. You go back and read the member's guide and what Dallas says and what you hear. It's all true. You just hang with it and it'll come. It'll happen. And the more it happens, the better you feel. And, no, I don't want pizza. I don't want a cheeseburger with a big bun. I don't want that stuff anymore. I enjoyed that spaghetti squash with marinara sauce. And my big treat was a piece of sausage. So, I can live with that. So that's all I wanted to say. Keep it up, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. I appreciate it, man.
Wow. Thanks for the call. That's very inspiring, Jim.
Yeah, isn't that cool? I mean, he cleaned out his closet. He's like, I lost weight. I'm giving all this stuff away. I mean,
definitely.
There's a ton of people, and, the cool thing about Team DDP Yoga is people are doing stuff for other people. It's not only that they did something for them by getting their health back, but Team DDP Yoga has this, like, super charitable aspect to it that does some really cool shit for a lot of people. So we'll get our next caller. How's that?
Well, I got one better for you. How about our last caller?
Last caller
is 850.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Ooh. I did not mean to call you, but whatever.
Wait, you've been on hold for...
Who did you think you were calling?
Yeah.
Apparently, my mom picked up the phone and redialed you guys and hit one.
Ah!
So, hi, guys.
Hey. Hi, how you doing?
Obviously, I haven't been... It's not my 60 days yet. I'll probably be calling you guys in 2 more weeks to let you know. It'll be a little bit past that. However, I have completely, beast-moded my workouts. I'm so excited because I'm doing so much more than I thought I was capable of. So, Ninja keeps saying that I did a black crow, and I don't think I did because I can't hold it very long. But I can hold it for, maybe 1 or 2 seconds, and then I have to drop. So,
but that's
how you
start, though.
I'm 260. So it's pretty crazy. I can do jumping jogs. I can do, a plank position for 9 seconds. I mean, I am growing exponentially and getting stronger, and it's just insane how crazy it is. So,
well, that's what the workouts do, because I was doing, similar things. And I was, I was still up there, but, your weight has really nothing to do with your strength and your flexibility. You're going to continue to get stronger the more you do them. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, it was really cool because Ninja, she's like, you're doing things I didn't do until I was in my 90. But the thing is that I have people who are constantly around me that are further into this than, so it's kind of, they've lifted me up and kind of pushed me to catch up with them. So I feel like I'm starting to catch up with a lot of people and just kind of soar a little bit higher than I thought I was capable of at first. And, one of the coolest things is I could do a can opener the very first time. I tried to do it. It was pretty insane. I was a pretty flexible person before, but... obviously over years of not being flexible or, stretching out stuff, I didn't realize that I would get that flexibility back right away.
And, this just speaks to the fact that everyone is an individual and so different. I've been doing this for almost 3-4 years. And I still have to modify the can opener. And I might always have to. I just have really tight hips and scar tissue, you know. But I'm not really discouraged by that. I just know that that is my particular issue, and it's part of my genetics and part of my history, you know. And I just, you know, I modify what I have to modify still after all these years.
One of the things that really helps motivate me is Ustream. I have been Ustreaming my workouts. I do between 2 to 4 workouts, probably 6 days a week now. I stopped trying to, because I was getting depressed for a little while there, and mainly it was because I wasn't working out in the mornings. I couldn't ever fit it into my schedule to work out twice a day. So now I just work out at night and for about 2 hours, and then I go to bed and I feel really good.
Wow. So you do 2 workouts a day?
2 to 4, yeah.
2 to 4? My God. That's amazing.
I wow. On Sunday,
but you're young.
I did Strength Builder for the first time. So Sunday was wake up, RHC, Red Hot Core, Strength Builder, and stand-up. I've been putting stand-up into everything this week because I found that it really, really, really helps my back.
Ah.
Wow. That's a great workout.
Well, yeah, so yeah. I have definitely been, I've gotten more into monitoring my heart rate. I've gotten more into just trying new workouts on the DVDs, because even if you think that you can't do more than energy or fat burner, you should at least try the other DVDs, because you never know. You might be able to find something that you really like, and like, I love stand-up.
Stand-up is great. So is Strength Builder. I think that's overlooked a lot because it's not, doesn't have the reputation of Double Black Diamond or Diamond Cutter, but it packs a lot into 38 minutes.
Mm-hmm. The Strength Builder has always been one of my favorites.
Yeah, I really like Strength Builder as well. I did it for the second time today, and I did a lot better than the first, so it definitely kicks my butt.
That's cool. Yeah, wow. Stacey, you got a great point. I think a lot of people try to look at, like, how much ass can I kick, and what's the, you know, the ambassador of kick ass at our workout?
Right.
And, you know, they're looking for these, like, hour-long, hour-plus workouts.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, 27 to 40-minute workouts, like energy, fat burner, mixtape, Strength Builder. Those will kick the shit out of you if you really want them to. So,
absolutely. I mean,
they will.
The whole idea behind everything is, as everybody knows, is dynamic resistance. And you can get one hell of a workout out of a fat burner if you don't have a lot of time. You know, that's just the beauty of it.
Yeah,
go ahead, Spark.
Silence.
It's like, okay. Yeah.
Maybe you should go ahead, Stacey.
Yeah, I'll just say something. So basically, my energy level has completely changed from last week, because between 30 days to 37 days, I was just battling something. I don't even know what it was, to be honest. And I think mainly what it was the fact that I just could not work out in the mornings. So finally it was like, you know, I'm just going to let that go. I'm going to try something else. And it really helped motivate me a little bit more, and it helped me break out of that mindset that, like, oh, you know, I'm never going to be able to get the workouts in. I'm never going to be able to manage my time. I'm never going to be able to do this and that. And now it's just like, okay, instead of playing video games, I'm going to get on at home, when I get home, instead of playing video games or reading manga or something like that, I'm going to get on Ustream, and I'm going to stream my workouts, and that'll hold me accountable. I have feedback from people in Team DDP Yoga, and it helps me get stronger. So,
well, one of the coolest things, and sorry about that earlier, I saw a shiny penny, and I went for it, I just lost everything, but I think the coolest thing that you said, in that, because, you know, a lot of people know Team DDP Yoga, a lot of people know some of the stuff that you're talking about, but something about what you said that I think is powerful is change. You know, along with it, you know, people getting stalled or being distracted or something happening. If something's not working, change it. I mean, that's the biggest thing that you can do with anything that you're approaching. So it's really cool to hear, you know, that you did make the change, and now you're just slaying the workouts, man. So cool.
Yeah. And, of course, making the decision to get off your ass and get off the couch and do it is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have Ninja. I call her my sensei because she definitely pushes me. She's constantly like, well, I want you to try this. And then Roger, I mean, I did a mixtape for the first time this week. I've done some crazy stuff, and it just made me really happy to know that I could do more than I thought I could. And I could actually do jumping dogs, which is crazy because, you know, you're jumping from down dog to your elbows, and then you're lifting your arms up in the air, and then you're going back and jumping back and doing it all over again, and I could do it, and it was just, I'm just happy. I'm just really, really happy that I can kick my own butt and feel good.
Literally and figuratively, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually half convinced that Ninja is twins, because I can't imagine how she spends as much time in chat as she does and does as many workouts as she does.
Well, she does workouts with me, and she's just all over the place. She's a pretty amazing person, so.
Well, that just, it speaks to, you know, we don't do this alone either, you know, it's the support. It's what's carried me through from day one. It's from all the team members, you know. So I think that's great.
Yeah, I definitely tell every new person to check out the new member area and then get to know people on the chat. Like, please get to know the people on the chat, because there's some amazing people there, and they will help you. You'll find somebody who's going to be in the same situation as you or somewhere near that, and they've already walked that or are walking that, and you have someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's a great point. Awesome call, I think, you know. Great.
Especially
way to
since
it,
you
though.
Didn't mean to call.
Yeah, I didn't mean to call, so apparently I was supposed to.
Stop calling and giving good advice. It's just not cool.
That's what I call spontaneous inspiration, Becca. Thank you.
No problem, guys. You have a great night.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
So in to close it out, she did a cool thing. It's one of the things that I say, you know, and what I love hearing about Becca's story and you know, her talking so much about Team DDP Yoga is that we're here, we talk every week. People, you know, we rehash a lot of stuff, and, you know, maybe every 30, 60, 90 days we hit a couple new people. But you're going to, you know, we are who we are, and people know that. But Team DDP Yoga is, how many thousands of members are we? We're 10,000 plus, we might be 11,000,
yeah,
12,000.
We're close to 11. So, yeah, I think we're like 10,500.
Yeah. But, you know, the numbers are rolling there. And for some of the people who are active, you will find a lot of cool people there who are going to be like, yeah, what's up? And then you're going to find somebody who's going to be like, you're awesome. I do something just like you. I have the same job. I live in the same area. You know, I'm a dude. You're a chick. You know, whatever. We got the same color hair. No, same dog. Do the same workouts. Have kids. Have same struggles. Oh, what's that?
I said you're Amish. You know, we have plenty of those, too.
They're Amish. Yes, for us in Pennsylvania, we all jump in a cart and, you know, we go out in the middle of the field and do some DDP yoga.
Yes.
And then afterwards, we follow that up with some cow tipping.
And then you build a barn and more DDP yoga. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy thing. It is. It's like this spontaneous sort of, you know, flash mob of DDP yoga in the middle of a field after barn raising. So anyway, now that we're super sidetracked, but that's what Team DDP Yoga is. You're going to find somebody there who's going to match in. For me, even though we poked some fun at Doug Steffen, you know, Doug is one of those guys, and he can instantly bond with a lot of people like DDP does. But, you know, a lot of times he's pushed me a lot of places. Stacy's pushed me. You know, Robert's pushed me mostly off the side of a bridge or into oncoming traffic. But,
that's,
you know, that's
what I've been trying to do, and you know, and to interrupt you again is that Doug actually bonds with so many people. He's got like 12 restraining orders now, so you know he's always there.
I have nothing. Follow that up. You know, I was almost going to be like, by Grabthar's hammer, I will avenge thee, Doug. But I don't know what it is with the movie quotes in me tonight. Just, you know, roll with it, please.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm curious what you were drinking before you got on the show, because you're just kind of a super geek tonight, which is not a bad thing.
It just comes. And if nobody's seen that movie where that quote came from, it's a fantastic movie. You have to go watch it. One of the best comedy space geek movies out there. So I'm not going to tell you what it is. If you want to know, you can email me and find out at teamddpyoga@gmail.com or post something on my site. So, but that's the show. I think we killed it.
Yeah.
I think we had a lot of good callers. What do you guys think?
I think so too. A lot of inspiration tonight.
Yeah. I just love how we end the show and we're just kind of like, yeah, so what do you guys think? You know, we have this very diplomatic, you know, let's make sure everybody's satisfied. So,
yes, and I feel like I have successfully killed your momentum several times, so I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you've definitely cut the legs out of the bottom of the show, and we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Even though we went from the bottom to the top of an hour, it's weird to go out on the top of an hour. You know, I'm trying to use like, you know, radio terms, because I've been listening to some talk radio lately, trying to like, I think I can do this and make it sound almost good.
I don't think no matter. I mean, we've come a long way. All of us have been doing this for a couple of years together, and I don't think we'll ever be, you know, confused with professionals, no matter what we do.
And I hope we're not ever.
Yes.
And the cool thing is I'm always intimidated when I get on the show, and then I forget, because we've got a lot of radio professionals who are actually a part of Team DDP Yoga, and. You know, it's cool. You know, I have to apologize to them for, you know, I'm sorry if we taint your wonderful pool of talent that you guys deal with and see every day. But
we've gotten good reviews from them. You know, I think we've done pretty well.
That's pretty cool. This show, we keep it real. This is who we are. So like us, love us, hate us, stay or leave, we don't care. We'll be here every week. And for those that stay, we'll torture you for another hour next week, next Wednesday, and DDP will probably be back, maybe with Kyle, and we'll try to figure that out when we get that angle done. So
yes.
I have nothing else for you, so Stacey or Robert, if you want to leave the people with a tidbit before we close.
I'm good. What do you got, Stacey?
No, that was too... I'm. It's like 10:30. I don't think that fast. Sorry. I wish I had something quote worthy, but I don't. I just like everyone else has been saying, don't give up.
And check out StaceyMorris.com.
Oh yeah, thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Yes, do that. Absolutely. And for me, for everybody out there, one of the things that I'd like you to take from what Becca said is, if it's not working, change it. And remember, because permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. And as always, if their 10% comes a knocking, kick it square in the ass and live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Bane. Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.